Internet Talk Radio. The medium is the message.
This is Geek of the Week, and we're here with Dan Lynch, who is president and founder of Interop Company, and he's also a longtime member of the Internet Architecture Board. Welcome to Geek of the Week, Dan.
Oh, thanks very much, Carl. Glad to be here.
You've been a member of the IAB for a long time, and you've been officially the industry rep. How does your role differ from the IAB, other IAB members?
Well, yeah, the industry rep's kind of funny, since I actually... have never really been, a manufacturer of goods and services. But I understand them more. I mean, my background was basically a computer center manager for a lot of these computer science researchers that developed all of this technology. And so I got a chance to help make it work the first time and the second time and the third time, and understood the problems that the manufacturers, the regular vendors out there in the world, we're having in trying to, capture all of the knowledge and all of the methods of this internetworking technology. So I kind of went to the IAB people, a number of years ago, who were then essentially all scientists, and said, you need to have somebody helping you understand what the real world's trying to do with this stuff. And I'm reasonably, and they said, oh, you're the real world. I mean, I was the real world to them, right? I was somebody who wasn't a PhD in computer science, but almost understood it, and I could explain it to others. So they, just sort of, I was the surrogate, for all those people out there in the real world. And also, since I wasn't really one of those bad vendors, trying to make money, I could be honest in their minds. I'm speaking a little bit out of school there, but I think you get the point.
Has the IAB had too much of an academic focus? Obviously, when they started, it was a bunch of scientists, but has the organization changed over time so that it is taking account of the real world?
Oh, yeah, very, very much so. In the past, 4 years, 3 or 4 years, the new people that have come into the IAB have, been some of them from, happen to be working for vendor companies, like DEC and Data General and BBN, but they're not, they're not there because they're particularly associated with any particular manufacturer. It's just they happen to be really good computer, designers and network designers who, oh, by the way, now that it's important in the world, are working for, real companies. I mean, this was all just a grand experiment, 15 or 20 years ago. And it got to be important, and when it's important, some of the brain power obviously is out there, delivering it to real end users.
Is there still a focus on the Internet in general against commercial users? Do you still see that bias? Is it a research network still?
It is absolutely not a research network. The fear, we've had the fear put into us. People are using it to make a living, and that's wonderful. That's called success, right? For most scientists, they want to design something, build something that gets used, the Internet gets used a whole lot. And so we are all, real happy that it's being used and very concerned that the architecture of it, the design of it, the underlying, thoughts that guide it are adequate to fill the, to fill the needs of how people want to use it. Right now, you're doing this show, using over the Internet. We didn't design it that way, 20 years ago. We designed a lot of flexibility in at the very beginning. But now it's taken off very, very fast. I mean, people mime, the multimedia mail stuff, conferencing. There's just tons of new activities going on the Internet that are, really outside of everyone's control. I mean, the Internet was designed to have no single point of control. We have succeeded. There is no control of that beast.
There is a group of people, though, a large group of people, that attempts to put technology out, standards and protocols, and, you know, MIME is one
sure.
of them. And that body was originally just the IAB, and then the IAB begat a group called the IETS. You know,
right, when the work got hard, we said, you know, maybe we need more help. And what now, the IETF is now 500 or 600 people, right? And the IAB is a dozen people or so. And clearly, and then what happened, two or three years ago, we realized the IETF was so big that it needed its own operating infrastructure, which became what we call the IESG now, the Internet Engineering Steering Group. And those people, the people who are running that and doing that, are, you know, really the ones closest to the problems anymore, right? And so the IAB, its role has changed from being one of being intimately involved in architectural design and detail to being more of are we going in the right direction? Are the right questions being asked? You know, an overview kind of activity as opposed to an operating activity.
That evolution hasn't always been very smooth. There was an incident after the IP version 7 decision or non-decision, and there was a lot of soul-searching, and there was almost a minor palace revolt. Do you think the current structure with an IESG making standards decisions and an IAB out there is going to last? Are we going to be able to move forward and continue deploying technology? Go through these revolts on a periodic basis?
Well, the easy answer is I don't know, or if I could predict the future that well, I could, you know, be finding oil instead of, you know, sitting here. But I think that we're going to go through a few more steps, and the palace revolt that occurred, you know, last year is no problem. It's just, you know, more people anxious to get in there and row this boat, and a little disagreement about exactly how to do it, but there's no disagreement about what we all want, which is to have this thing thrive, right, and serve mankind. And how it gets done is, you know, always a matter of judgment. It's kind of like, I hear these arguments and read these arguments, you know, on the mailing list that say, oh, we've got to make sure we choose the right technology, the best technology. This should not be a political decision, blah, 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 and all those sorts of things. Well, that sounds wonderful, but it's not being real. What's real is that the Internet has grown. It's an obvious success. It's a success primarily because of its original technology of letting people just stretch it any way they saw fit. So essentially what was designed was a very flexible communications technology. And now it's a success. And people are making money. I mean, people are using it. And so if the end users are successful in their lives by using the technology, and there's billions of dollars a year worth of gear, you know, being sold to real companies, okay, and employing real people, you know, building, designing, building, servicing all of this technology, the internet working technology, both, you know, in the infrastructure stuff like routers and bridges and phone lines and things like that, and also, you know, all the applications in the end systems. So it's too important to be left to scientists. It's too important to be left to anybody to make all the decisions. I sort of believe what we have right now is there's momentum. I mean, it's moving. There's a marketplace out there. If the IETF, IESG, IAB, or whatever is the right place, if it does a good job of advancing the technology, of advancing designs so that more people can get more things done, then great. Then it's the current place where all that work is being done, and there's a little bit of heat and light about, you know, who's running it, how it's being organized. But if that turns out to be too sludgy a process or too much, you know, if it's not making forward progress, that's the simple measure, then something else is going to happen in the real world, and, you know, a committee, you know, will form itself of, you know, 5 or 10 or 20 people who say, you know, a pox on all of you, we're going to go off and, you know, here's IP version 7, whatever it is, whether it's TUBA or SIP or IPAE or some combination of them or CLNP. I mean, You know, they're just going to say the market demands it. Customers demand it. Okay, we're running out of address space. We're running out of manageability of the routing tables, and we've got to solve the problem. And, you know, they just come up with a straw man. And, you know, the beauty is they don't need anybody's permission. There's really no permission here. The permission is the permission of the buyers. It's the buyers are saying, I like this. This does what I want. Here's some you know, some money. I'll take some and I'll run it. There's, you know, the IAB doesn't have, you know, any holiness about it, nor does ISO. I mean, you know, ISO is a UN treaty activity, okay, but it's really just human beings saying, okay, you guys are going to run this for us, and we'll take what you put out. But if you don't put out reasonable stuff, no one uses it. And so I'm not too worried about, you know, the politics of where the good ideas and the next ideas come from. I see the momentum of the marketplace using all this stuff is so big that there will be a solution.
You're listening to Geek of the Week. Support for this program is provided by Sun Microsystems. Sun Microsystems, open systems for open minds. Additional support for Geek of the Week comes from O'Reilly & Associates, publishers of books that help people get more out of computers.